Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos, Maseches Peah. Perek Chet, Mishnah Chet, continues with the topic that we began in the past Mishnah, that of tzedakah and who is entitled to collect it. In the last Mishnah, we were discussing the tamchoi, which is kind of the daily allotment of tzedakah for those who are passing through, and the kupa, which is the weekly allotment of tzedakah money for those who are local and are in need of money for food. This Mishnah is now going to be talking about the annual mitzvahs of tzedakah, which we've been discussing really earlier in this masechet, lekat shikcha peya and maaser ani. Who is entitled to collect those? Mishi ish lo masayim zuz. Someone has 200 zuz. This is an objective amount, and it is different than when we talked about the weekly tzedakah, because then it's sort of like, where are you right now? Do you have money in your pocket to buy food, or do you have food for the next week? Here, we're really looking over the entire year. And so if you have 200 zuz, which is the amount in the time of the Mishnah that the Chum calculated is how much it would cost for you to be able to really feed and clothe and shelter yourself for a year. So that's really a year's worth of living. If you have that, so then you can survive for the year. So in that case, lo yitol leket shichcha peya umasrani. You are not permitted to take those matanos that we've talked about before, because those are for people who are poor. And poor is defined as doesn't have enough money to make it through the year. And if you have enough money to make it through the year, then you can't. Now, the Mishnah continues, though. Hayu lo masayim chaser dinar. What if you have 199, 199 and a half, right? You have less than 200. So then you are entitled to take tzedakah. You're entitled to take tzedakah. You're entitled to take leket shichcha peya. You're entitled to take maaser ani. And the Mishnah says, afilu elef nosan lo ka'achas hare ze yitol. Even though one might think, if you have 199 zuz, then you are only entitled to take one zuz of tzedakah. That's not the case. Once you make it below the poverty line, so to speak, if you are below that poverty line, then you need tzedakah. And you are allowed to accept tzedakah, whatever the people give you. And so certainly if one person now comes to you and gives you 1,000 zuz, which is way more than you need, way more than you need to actually survive, certainly 1,000 zuz will allow you to live a little bit better, but it's not setting you up for life. But if even a person gives you 1,000 zuz, which is way more than the one zuz that you're short below the poverty line, you're allowed to accept it. But even more than that, if multiple people give you tzedakah simultaneously, so you don't have to say, okay, well, I can't take from all of you. I can only take from one of you. You can accept them all because at that moment, any one of them could give you and they're all simultaneous, so you can take them all. Of course, if one gave to you, then the second one comes along later, you can no longer accept it because you only have, because now you have the 200. Hayu memushkanim lebal chovo oluksubas ishto. What if you have money, but they're not accessible? Not they're not accessible because you invested them and you don't want to lose the money to take them out of the investment. No, they're not accessible because they are obligated to someone else. Either they're obligated to a debtor. You owe money to somebody you borrowed money from. So if I borrowed 100 zuz from my neighbor and I have 250 zuz in my safe, so the reality is that I don't have 250 zuz, I have 150 zuz, because the 100 zuz I have to return. And it's not really mine, because it belongs to the neighbor. He has, so to speak, a lien on it. Or, similarly, for my wife's ksuba, a husband owes money to his wife's ksuba. It's not payable until the time of divorce or death, but that money is not truly mine to get rid of, so to speak. I have to maintain that amount of money in order to be able to pay out in the case of death or divorce. And therefore, since that money is previously obligated, it doesn't count towards the amount of money that I have to spend on food this year. And if I have, after taking those out of the picture, I have less than 200 zuz, then I'm allowed to take like a shichron pay, hare ze yitol. Now, one question that will often arise when people want to come to get tzedakah, is to what extent does the poor person have an obligation to kind of like sell off his good stuff and before he starts to take tzedakah? So the Mishnah says, "Ein mechayven osolim kars beisov es klei tashmisho." if you have a house, even a nice house, and you have nice stuff, nice dishes that you use on Shabbos and Yom Tov, etc., you are not obligated to sell them if you want to collect like a shichah u'peah. Okay, because like a shichah u'peah are kind of big picture things over the course of the year. And the hope is that if you take like a shichah u'peah, you will have enough to kind of keep you alive, and you will allow it will allow you to kind of really hopefully kind of dig yourself out of your hole and have a much more successful year, and next year you won't need tzedakah, hopefully. So that is the halacha. However, as a caveat, that is only true for leket shichah u'peah ma'aser ani. The tzedakah funds that we talked about in the previous Mishnah, the tamchoi and the kupa, if you want to take tzedakah from the tzedakah fund, then before you can do that, you have to sell your nice stuff and buy lower quality, right? If you have, you know, fancy china or gold and silver stuff. So you really, before you can take from the kupa to feed, to take weekly payments of for the charity money, you would have to kind of sell off your nice stuff and buy less expensive stuff. Because why should the people of the community pay out of their pocket tzedakah to support your lifestyle, so to speak? That's very different than like a shichah u'peah, which is given to you from God because that's what God decided with the harvest. And therefore, that you can get as long as you're below that line without having to sell your stuff.